Okay, today's daf is Chagiga daf Chaf Hey. As we continue these last couple of dafim here in Seder Moed in Maseches Chagiga, and here we continue talking about different halachas of Tumah v'Tara. And the Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak the chumras that Kachim have over Truma, and this Mishnah that we had at the end of yesterday's daf spoke about the chumras of Truma over Kachim. By Truma, we have certain types of ne'emanus that we give, and by kachim we have a certain type of ne'emanus, by truma we don't. So the Gemara goes into the first line of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Shebi Yehuda ne'emanim al taras yayin v'shem and kol yemos hashana. Regarding in Yehuda, right, the middle area of Eretz Yisrael, where Yerushalayim was, and the suburbs of Yerushalayim, the Amei Haaretz, as Rashi points out, the Amei Haaretz would be believed about their oil and their wine. They want to bring the oil and the wine to the base of Mikdash. We believe them that it's tahar. We believe them that they didn't make mistakes with the halachas of Tumah v'Tahara. Kol Yemos Hashana, the whole year we believe them, because they don't mess around when it comes to Kachim. That's what we assume. People are scared of Kachim. Rashi, Shel Kodesh, Im Hikdishuhu L'Mizbeach B'Sha'as Hagitos V'Habadim. Right, if they were Makdish L'Mizbeach, if they just decided one day later on in the processing, so that could be an issue, because up until that point they didn't know it was going to be to the base of Mikdash. But if they originally had this intent that it was going to be for the base of Mikdash, we trust them. Ne'emanim al shmirasim kol yemos hashana. So the Gemara says, why dafka in Yehuda? Why not everywhere in Eretz Yisrael? Be Yehuda in ubagali lo my taima. Amar ish lakish, bebedei shiritzua shal kusim afsekes b'nehem. Because in order to get from Galil to Yerushalayim, you had to go through a little strip of land that was considered chutz la'aretz, right? Ritzua shal kusim. And therefore, Tumas Akum, Tumas Chutz La'aretz would be Metame, the Shemen and the Yayin. Rashi, Ritzua Shal Eretz Ha'amim Afsekes Ben Galil Yehuda, V'Yerushalayim V'Yehudahu, V'Yef Shal Ha'avi El Yerushalayim B'Tara, and you wouldn't be able to bring it to Yerushalayim B'Tara, Lafi, Shegazru Chachamim, Tumah Al Eretz Ha'amim, because there's a Gzeirat Zerabanan, that all Chutz La'aretz is Tame. And therefore, if you bring it from the oil or the wine from Chutz La'aretz, that's going to make it tamei. V'yafilu shal chaverim shemigalil eino bala nesachim. Even from tamei de chachamim, even if you know they keep the halachas of Tumah v'Tahara, so then one wouldn't be able to bring it for the nesachim, for the libations. So says the Gemara, well, I have an option. Maybe you should believe them, and maybe they brought them in a type of box or tower that would prevent Tumah from getting in. V'nesev b'shita teva u'migdal. Why don't we assume that maybe they brought it in the shita and the teva? So the Gemara answers, no. Hamani rebi hi da'amar ohel zarek lashmei ohel. You want to say that it's going in the ohel, it's going in some type of box or tent, but it's movable. It's moving. So that's not going to be considered a tent, an ohel, halachi ohel, in order to stop the tumah from getting from the land. If you want to say ohel zorek shmei ohel, if it's considered an ohel, so then it can be mafsik, it can be its own entity. But here, it's going like Rebbe, that ohel zorek, lav shmei ohel, as the Brisa says, quotes the Machlokes, hanichnas the Eretz Ha'amim b'shita tevo migdal, if I go into the Eretz Ha'amim in a box, in a some type of kli that surrounds me, but it's moving. It's an immovable ohel. So therefore, that would not be called an ohel. Rebbe is matame, and that is what we paskin, because all zarek lach beyol. Not a issue now. The Yerushalmi here wonders what you didn't. Doesn't the Mishnah Menachas has a whole list of where the best oil comes from and where the best flour comes from? So it says Tekoa alfa l'shemen, and that's Avra Yardane. Right, so isn't that from Chutz La'aretz? So maybe they brought it before it was Hukshal L'Kapal Tumah. So that's why how you could solve that. Okay, but let's talk a little bit about Ohel Zarek, and really relate this to the larger issue of Tumas Kohanim. The issue of Tumas Kohanim. It's a discussion that was had years ago. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Simin Kuf Samach Dalet. This is back from 1972. Ramosha discusses Ba'aviron Shekorin airplane. Shemolichin Sha Mace Lakovro Be'eretz Yisrael. Right, if you bring a mace, a body to Eretz Yisrael on a plane, could Kohanim go on that plane? That's one question. Related to that is, what if a Kohen's on a plane and it goes over a cemetery? A Jewish cemetery, for sure. Like, what is the airplane mafsik? We know Tumah is Ola al-Shamayim. Tumah goes all the way up to the heaven. So what happens if a kohen is on top of a kever that he's becomes tameh? What if he's in an airplane on top of a kever? So does that mafsik? Is that called an ohel zaruk, a movable ohel? So Rav Moshe there comes from a different perspective. The shaila was asked from Antwerp, bebedinat Belgia. Ba'avirot shekohen airplane shemolicha shemis lekover beretz Yisrael. Aser lekohen likanesham. The coin can't go in. Again, and this is 1972, there can be many differences in Mitzias in terms of how the compartment today, that was many 50 years ago, apartment today is made, but I'm just talking in general. We're not talking about the Lemaisa right now today, just the issue. So Rav Moshe says, Asur l'chol, reki kol ha'airplane af shegadol tuva, v'yesh lo makom l'mata shemunachin sham ha'masa'ot. Underneath, they put all the baggage. V'sham munakam ha'meish, she'ish chatzitza ben ha'meish l'makom ha'elyon. She'yoshem sham ha'nashim ha'nosim. Right? So isn't there at least an airspace that would be mafsik, that would create its own Noel? Says Rav Moshe, kulo kli echad hu. That's all considered one kli. V'hu shal mateches shem ha'kabal tuma. And it's metal. And anything that is makabel tuma is not chotzis, does not block the tuma. But then Rav Moshe says, and this is Rav Moshe's chiddush that's quoted elsewhere also. Ach yesh la'ayin. Rav Moshe says there are six metals that are listed in the Torah. Six metals listed in the Torah. Dulai rak elu mine matras shenemru bakra. Maybe only those six metals. Hashem knew every metal in the world. Hashem knew everybody in the world. So if it says six metals in the Torah are tameh, so maybe other metals, like aluminum, won't be tameh, because Hashem knew there was aluminum. Shishamin, Hashem, Zav, Kesav, Nachash, Barzel, Bedil, Oferes. Hey, Makablin, Tumav, Lomina, Machairim, Vixas, Hayanir, Akain, Midahutzrach, Kralach, Shiva, Bepratius, why did the Torah list them? Velo, Bechlal, I'll call Dover, Mateches, Uklapi, Shmaya, Galya, Sheika, Omine, Mateches. Hashem knows there are more. Shalachain, Piratan, maybe that's why it's listed, to teach me that only these six have the status of metal. Shalashmiyedu, Sharak, Elu, Makabal, Tumav, Lomine, Matras, Achairim, Veha, Airplane, Kimidume, Sheenu, Mishisha, Mine, Matras, Elu. Aval Efshar, says Rav Moshe, I'm not so convinced. Shagam, Min, Matras, Ze, Eno, Min, Acher. It could be this type of aluminum or whatever in the new kinds. It's within the categories of those six. Who says this is a totally different type? Elishu, Nasami, Ta'aroves, Biminim, Elu. But Zorach, Lachar, Lidaze. So it's not clear. Vim yizbarashu min acher, shahayaratzon Hashem yizbarach, she is gala bedoros elu ha'achronim. And if we know it's something new that Hashem only wanted to become revealed now, hayanote yoser shalom akabli tumah, I would think it's not. Delavad mimashapirtan raya, shein lamelech milamine matras acherim, teim shisha ksuvim haba'in keechad, hinegam beloze, ein lamelech dine tumah lumin chadash, dekol dine tumah imzir sakasev. All dine tumah v'tara imzir sakasev. Can't make dimionos. So if it really is a different type of metal, which I'm not so sure, said Rav Moshe, but if it is a different type of metal, so then I would say, maybe it's not included. It's a little raya. Glass is not a kabbalah tuba midar raisa. Af shehein nitachen kematech, even though it's processed. V'lo amrina shehelon din kli matchas keilu shebekra. He's not sure. And then Rav Moshe says, Umidin Aral Ohel Zarak Delashbe Ohel, our issue. What about regarding the issue of Ohel Zarak, Delashbe Ohel? Gam Lakula Shalachain Ima Anashim Yoshim Shalokanakanames Hayashayach Lidon Bazet. Abu Mames Vachuli continues. Right, so he says, I'm not so sure. The Gam Beloze Nichlasim Kaviron Hu Omid Alakarka. And anyway, before it gets up in the air, it's not an Ohel Zarak. It's not moving, it's on the ground. So I'm not sure if you have that heter. Related to this, though, Rav Schechter has it b'ikvei atzon based on other achronim. Maybe there's another idea that's related to this airplane shaila, and that has to do with the nature of the iser of tumas kohanim. Tumas kohanim. There's a fascinating suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says we know that in every area of halacha, whenever there's a suffix, we have different rules. By dinim amanis, we have hamotz v'echaver lavaraya. Whoever has the money keeps it unless I could prove. By Isser Veheter, Savik Daraisa Lachumra, Savik Darabana Lakula. Right? So if it's Savik Daraisa, I have to be Machmira, Savik Darabana, I have to be Mekel. By Tuma, we have a special din. Savik Tuma, Birshus Hayachid, Tamei, Birshus Arabim, Tahar. That's the rule. But what happens, asked the Menachas Chinuch, if you have an overlap? Let's say a Kohen going into a cemetery, that's Tuma Vatara, but that's also Isser Veheter, because the Kohen's not allowed to do it. So let's say a Kohen there's a Safek Tumah, Birshus HaYachid, which we pass in Tameh. Let's say a Kohen is warned not to go into the into that place where there's a Sabbat Tumah Birchus Yachid. And he goes in. Does he get Malkus for that? Because yes, Midine Tumah Vatara, it's Tameh. But maybe Midine, maybe it's a Svek Sveka. Right? Svek Sveka in the, regarding Isser V'Heter, and therefore, Mitzad Isser V'Heter, he wouldn't have violated. So when there's an overlap, the Menachas Chinuch asks, he says, and listen to his Lashon of Anava, this is in Reis Sama Gimel, Lo imana mi lichto mashe eini yodea. I'm not going to not write what I don't know. I'll ask the question even though I don't know the answer. Av she'efshar du davar pashut l'misha baki b'shas v'sichlo bari. Even though somebody who knows Shas said he has a clear seichel, you know, maybe this question is obvious, says the Menachas Chinuch, Av ach ish kamoni lo evush lichto mashe topically. But I'm not embarrassed. I'm gonna write this shaila. So he says, "Savi tuma b'shuzi yachid, savi tuma b'shuzi rabim." So that's by tuma. I will be isurin, ain't nafkamina be b'shuzi yachid, b'shuzi rabim. There's no nafkamina regarding isurim. So he writes on the chubra, savi drabana lekula, and even svek sveka is mutter b'chol isurim. So that is a situation of a svek sveka by isurim. V'hu yadua b'avil tidoko shibis rabim yodroso, and even any kid on the street knows that. That Safik and Svek Sveka, Safik Darabana Lakula, and Svek Sveka, you know, even in Daraisis, would be Lakula. Vihine, im echa nitva besavik tuma brichos ayachid, shu tame vadai, the surfin, shu mavakachim, achnes tapik, madino linyin isser lav. Kugon koin vinazir, im ye Safik tuma brichos ayachid, Svek Sveka, im noga bavadai, tamehu. Achim hisru bo shalola tame, vo avar vitime atmo, iloke. Do you get Malkus? Do you say because the Torah was a Megala regarding Tuma, so too regarding Isurim, or not? That's his Savik. And the other way, do you say if it's Savik Tumah Brishus Arabim, which is, we say Sveiko Tahar, but what if it's a Savik Daraisa? So you should go Lachumra. So you're going to get Malkus for that. Because Midine Tumah Vatara, it's Tahar. Midine Issa V'Heter, Yishmei Machmir, Yishmei Yasser. So that's his Savik. Fascinating. The question is what exactly, it might relate to other issues as well, but maybe it relates to the issue at root of what exactly is the Isser of Tumas Kohanim about. And this is said by Rabbi Chanan, I'm saying Rav Chaim Ozer and others, and Rav Shechter again expands upon this in Bikvei Atzon Simon Lamed Hey. Is there an Isser of a Kohen becoming Tamei? Or maybe it's even a little more expanded. A Kohen is not allowed to come close. His Karavus L'Tumah. Even if technically it might not be making him Tameh, but the Isser is one of his Karvus. What does that mean? There's a Machlokas, many Rayas to this. There's a Machlokas Ramam Riven in Ilchas Naziris. What happens if a Kohen became Tameh? A Kohen went to a cemetery, he became Tameh today. Because maybe his father died and he had to go to a cemetery. Is there an Isser for him to go back to the cemetery that day? He's already Tameh. He can't become more Tameh. If he has to count 7 clean days now, 7 clean of Tumah. But what if he goes back tomorrow? Okay, he's going to delay him a day. But what if he goes back that day? Right? We're machmir in this question. Kohanim are buried on the edge of the cemetery. Why not in the middle? Why can't he say, you know what? Once I'm here for my father, you know, let me go visit that big Gadol Ador that I never get to see. And he's a Kohen. So you can't do that. We're machmir. But the Rambam says there's no Isser D'Araisa for that. I'm sorry, there is. There is an Isidore Raisa. Nitma lameis pamim harbe, ava bishu chai malkas akol achas v'achas, ein bezim malkas u'ala achas. Vim hisru v'akol pam v'pavu metame, lok akol achas v'achas. Each time. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? They're tame already. They're tame already. What's the Isser? V'koanim, and he says, v'od ein aleim chiv tuma, v'amischayev osam alav lahavi raya. So, what's the pshat of the Rambam? Because even if he's tame already, there's still an Isser of being miskarev. To a mace, to coming close to a mace, even if he's tummy already. And therefore, it would still be usser. One example, again, where there's no actual tumma being transferred, but there's still an issue of his carvus lamace. The rokeach. Maybe the same thing the rokeach ever said. I don't know. Probably not. I don't know too many rokeachs. But the shach quotes the rokeach in Hilchos Tumas Kohanim. What's that case? The rokeach sex veka. A wife of a Kohen pregnant going to a cemetery. Could an Ashes Kohen Mu'uberis go to a Levaya? That's the Shaila. So an Ashes Kohen is allowed to go to a Levaya, right? She's not Muzhar in Tumah, but she's pregnant. So what's the question? If she has a girl inside, then there's for sure no problem either, because women, Kohanim, Kohanos, are not Mitzuveh. But what if it's a boy? What if it's a boy? So the Rokeach says, Sex Faker, you're okay. Maybe the baby's not going to live, and even if the baby's going to live, maybe the baby's a girl. Right, that's the Svek Seka of a Rokeach. The Shach quotes at the beginning of Shin Ayin Aleph in Yoredeah. Eishes Koin Shemu Ber Shemu Taras Leganis Lo Olamais. The Svek Seka Shema Nefel Oshema Nekevahu. That's the Shach. If you look in the Magen Avram in Arachayim in Shin Mem Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos says, I don't understand. The baby's surrounded. The baby's not alive yet. It's called Tuma Tara Balua. She's swallowed up. Why should there be any issue here? He quotes this Rokeach. Vitzarachin de Balavachi Mutter de Tuma Balua Eina Matama. Tuma Balua is not Matame, so he would be saying also Tara Balua. Kedisa Mishnah Hey Perak Zayin de Alas. Subuchu and Perak de Alas. Vachin Pazak Arambam. Vdolgar Rabbi Akiva. Vitzarachin. I don't understand what the issue is. Forget the Svek Sveika. Even without Svek Sveika, it should be Mutter. Should be mutter. So maybe the issue, and there's a shayla b'zmanazeh. What if you did an ultrasound and you know it's a boy? You know, does that ruin the Svek Sveika? But the maybe the pshat they say of the Magen Avraham of these rokeach is that no, maybe tara balua wouldn't apply because fine, relating to him, you're not going to become tame, but it's still his karvus lameis. It's still a his karvus, and therefore even without becoming tame per se, it would still be an issue. Another point, the Shulchan Aruch in, where is it? The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Ayin. Shin Ayin, also in Hilchos, Tumas Kohanim. A Kohen is not allowed to go into under the same roof as a Goses. As a Goses, someone who's about to die. Mishanishra Mafrakto, Rachman Alaslan, somebody whose neck is broken, Vero Basar Ima, Mishanikra Migaba, Vachulu. A Goses is not Metame, Achatetse Nafsho. Right, he's not Metame. The Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to go into a place where there's a goses. The Ramah says, v'yish matirin v'tov lahachmir. Better to be machmir. So the question is, why can't a Kohen go in to a house with a goses? So, pashas, you might say, it's a gzera. Because the man might die. The person dies, he's going to become tameh. What if you're a Navi and you know it's not going to die? What if you know a Navi and you're a Navi and you know the goses are not going to die? So would you be able to? So it could be, some Achronim say, could be that the Isser of going into a Goses is not just because Gzeira, but a Goses is considered Chuchsak, that he's going to die. And that's enough of an Isser for a Kohen to be Miskarif. A Kohen to be Miskarif to a Goses per se, he violates. Even let's say he went in and he came out, and he didn't make himself Tame. Maybe he still violated the Isser of Tumas Kohanim. Because the Isra of Tumas Kohanim isn't becoming Tame, but even his karvus to a mace, that itself is violating the Isser of Tumas Kohanim. So we have the, if you're already Tame, the Rambam, we have the pregnant Kohen, that's the Rokeach, we have the Goses. According to this, Rav Shachter points out in the footnote, fascinating Ha'ara, if it's only Mishum Gzeira, what if it's the person's relative, if it's the person's father? It's Mishum Gzeira, then it shouldn't be Usser, because he's going to be able to become Tommy for his father. So being in the hospital with a ghost of his father should be Mutter. But if you say it's a separate Isser of his Karvus Lameis, then it shouldn't make a difference. Then even if it's his father, he shouldn't be able to be allowed to do it. That would be a Chumra. Amazing. Another Nafkamina could be, the Pischei Tshuva here discusses, Rachman al-Islan, Afer Srufim. What about the ashes? The Mishnah is discussed in the second paragraph of Alos. What exactly is metame a Kohen? So the Mishnah say that Afer Srufim are not metame. Ashes are not metame for a mace. That's this list. V'chamim metarim. Afer Srufim. Rabbi Elazar b'Shira Kareva. V'chamim metarim. Metarim. Right? So if you look in the Pischei Tshuva in Shin Samach Tes Oz Beis, he quotes from the Shelos Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The mace hanisraf b'mikra, aydei dleika, Rachman al-Aslan, a mace that was burned up, o kagon hakadoshim hanisrafim ba'arko shal goyim, koin metame la'afro, af em yesh lo kovrim yisraelim. A koin is allowed to go get them back, cremated, whatever, if somebody was burned. El dehecha de'ichrech echruche b'zei yesh la'afro, if it's only singed, b'machrish lo b'meis mitzvah. Fayinu b'kulo b'chayim arach v'chulu. So again, maybe technically there might not be Tumas Kohanim, but it might still be an issue of his karvus lameis. Which is one other, and then we'll bring it back to where we started. The goyim. There's a big discussion, as we know, goyim ade metame meis akum. So the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Machlokas Amor Tanoim Shin Ayin Aleph. Shin Ayin Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, and the Ramah both say that lechatchila, it seems like Shin Ayin Beis. Sorry, Shin Ayin Beis here. Kivrei Ovdei Kachavim. Shin Ayin Beis, Kivrei Ovdei Kachavim, Nachon Lizar HaKoyim Milei Lechaleihem. So the Shulchan Aruch says, lechatchila, don't go above that. Meaning even to Masohel. Even to Masohel, better not to go above them. Af al pi sheish mekilin, v'nachon lahachmir, says the Ramah. So both Rosh Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are machmir. So do they technically make you tamei? That's a big discussion. Tumas maga, yes. But tumas ohel, it's a machlokas tanoim. But either way, it might be included in this is general iser of his karvas lameis, even if it's not going to technically make you tamei according to some shitas. But it's an issue of his karvas. So at the end of that piece in Bikvat Sonar, Rav Shechter says maybe here you have the opposite type of kula. Again, we're not paskening; we're just mentioning the shita. If there's a kohen in the airplane all the way up, talking about not the mace on the airplane, but going over a cemetery, let's say, there's no hiskarvas there, right? If it's all the way up in the air, you know, there's no hiskarvas there. So it might be kind of the opposite of if there's technically no tumala mace, he says maybe there's no hiskarvus there. Let me just read you that last paragraph. Again, simulam and hey, but all zark aparach ba'avir, ketalas hamanaf nefesh, shem mishna alos, oben osea ba'aviron, hasam lukuli alma shari lakoin la'avar al gabe be'sakfaris. V'alvagad ba'agavni yatami lukuli alma, de'eno ka'ohel, afilu lahavi esatoma, and therefore it would be so high that it wouldn't be his karvus. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, I want you to ask their local Rav in terms of these shailas, but this is just some of the lumdas.